The Beis Halevi explains, according to the Medrash in Yisroi, that these two madrigas in Torah are referred to by the pasuk in Tehillim, Olisu Lamoroim, Shoviso Shevi, Lokachto Matonis Bodim. David HaMelech says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Olisu Lamoroim, you went to Shemaim, Lo Shoviso Shevi, you took the Torah into Shevi, into captivity. On the one hand, the Torah is in captivity, because the Torah doesn't want to fall into the hands of one who has no Yerushalayim and didn't daven, who has Midas Rois. But the Rebbe Hashem promised, you got to Matzos Atam, with your gear you'll achieve. But if you want to pay the price, Tikkun Hamidas, Tefillah, Mizgav Al Taiva, Yerushalayim, then it's a Mekach. I paid a price, and for the fair price, the Torah is willing to go into the hands of the one who's Yegeba Torah and pays the price. That's what the Beis Halevi says Pshat in Olisa Lamarim Shavisa Shevi. Two Madrigas in Torah. But the Shaila still remains. For what reason did the Ribbono Shel Olam let the Torah go into captivity? Why does a person need only to learn and he can be Matzliach? Why shouldn't he have to pay a price to get to the first Madriga in Torah? I'd like to offer the following possible hesber. The Medrash says, in that same Medrash, that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shemaim to take the Torah, it says, Bikshu Malach Hashoros Livgoya B'Moshe Rabbeinu. The Malachim tried to stop Moshe physically from taking the Torah down the Tachtoinim. They wanted to keep the Torah in Shemaim. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. The Malachim said, Tzno Hoidcha L'Shemaim, leave the Torah in Shemaim. The Medrash says that Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu to resemble Avram Avinu, and then said to the Malachim, "B'chinatim izbaishim, lo yizeu sheiraltem etzlei, ve'achaltem etzlei, v'shesisem etzlei." Are you not ashamed? Isn't this the one by whom you ate? Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu, lo nit natoy li Yisrael, ela b'schus shel Avram. And the Medrash is a pella. Are we mourning from the Malachim to have Hakoras HaToiv? The Torah was supposed to be in Shemaim, and the only reason we got the Torah is because of our curse of Torah. It's very, very strange. I saw the following pshat in the Medrash in the Pirush Tiferes Tzion. When the Malachim came to Avram Avinu, it says in the beginning of the parsha in Vayera, Hine Shloisha Anoshim Nitzovim Olav. And at the end of the parsha it says, V'hu Emin Aleim. The Medrash in Vayera considers this to be a stira. First, Hu Emin Aleim, and then first Nitzavim Olav, and then Hu Emid Aleim. And the Medrash says, Kan, Atchle Yotzi Yedei Chavosi Bachnosas Orachim, Kan, Ra'achsh Yotzi Yedei Chavosi Bachnosas Orachim. The Pshat in the Medrash is as follows. When the Malachim first came to Avram Avinu, they held that Avayis Hashem of Malachim is far more choshen than that of Bosav Adom. Without the Eitzahar holding them back, without the hindrances of Gashmias, without Nisyonis, they can do much more. How does a Bosav Adom compare to a Malach? And that's what's meant by Nitzavim Olav. They stand higher. But after they saw how a Bosav Adom does his Avodas Hashem, how a human being can overcome his own Yetzirah, his Atlas, his Tzar, his Gashmias, then they realize that that's what's Choshev by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The effort a person exerts to overcome his Gashmias, that's Avodas Hashem that the Rebbe Hashem was looking for. And that's what's meant by Huayim and Aleim. They realize that a human being, Madrega, is higher. That was when the Malachim came to Avram. Comes to Matan Torah. The Malachim came to with a tiny to Ribbono Shel Olam. The Torah is much chasher than Shemayim. A Malach is a very, they're probably very big balakishim. They don't have to chazer, they don't forget. They don't have to sleep. They don't have to eat. They don't have to worry about panasa. And they don't have to be bothered with all interpersonal relations activities that human beings are busy with. How can you compare the Torah of Malachim to those of people, to that of people? So Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu look like Avram Avinu and said to the Malachim, are you not ashamed? Didn't we go through this once already? I know the Madriga of Torah of Bosav Adom doesn't compare to the Malachim. A person has Shvach Kesheroinis, he forgets. Every Tesis we learn pushes the previous Tesis out. Every Masechta does the same to the previous Masechta. But the little that a person does achieve by overcoming his limits, sitting with the chavrusa and going to a shir after a long day, that's a mayas atar that the Rebbe Hashem is looking for, and therefore he said to the Moch Meinatim his baishim, and that's what's meant that we got the Torah b'schus Avram Avinu. Perhaps here lies the teretz of the kasha. Why did Hashem give the Torah to people without any milas? without tefillah, no avodas hamidus, without overcoming a taiva. Hashem wanted to show to the Malachim that he's looking for the Torah Bosodom, the Bosodom of the lowest Madrega, a human being with all his chesroinus, with all his shortcomings. Just for the sake of Amelis Batori, he pushes everything aside and keeps himself to Omal HaTorah again and again to be Omal HaTorah. So on the one hand, the Torah goes into captivity. The Torah doesn't want to fall into the hands of such a person. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the avoid of a tzui lefonai, a person in his lowest madriga. Then let him steig higher and higher. But I want to give Torah to Basav Adam. I want a person to give me what he has. Personally, I find in this chazal, a grace of chizuk, it should be a chizuk for all of us. We all should be zeichet to gaval de gaval za Torah.
I said just a moment until the next year. Thank you, Rabbi Yamin.
Rabbi Yossi?
Hello, Rabbi.
Rabbi said, thank you. For those of you that just joined, thank you for joining us again. It's gewaldig to have you joining us. And once again, the shiurim can be replayed by dialing 712-432-1085 with the same access code, which is 568-294. And that is now my covenant and schus to welcome Harav Yosef Elefenshlita to share with us the Berchizek in preparation for Shavuos. Harav Yosef.
Shalom Aleichem, Rav Chaim, Shalom Aleichem to everybody. It sounds like this year, Miri Yeshiva was starting Shloshi Simei Akbal early. Adarava, Kol HaMoisiv, Moshiv, Moloi. We all know that the Mea Sfirot HaEmer are characterized by the days that Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva were Nifter. The Gemara says one Lashon in Chazal is Shalai Nogu covered Zebazah. The other Lashon is Shayu Einayim Tzorois, Einayim B'Chavero. When another Chavron had a good shot, it bothered them. They weren't the Simcha. They had an Ayin Ra. So Chazal Tetul Lushayin is one is they want to recover, one is they want always happy when somebody else had a shot. Pashtus, it's brought down the reason why they were Nifter, Dafka, in these days before Shavuos. Shavuos is the Me'achman of a Kabbalah Zotero, Ki'ishavot, Belevichot, Tikkun Amidis. So there was a special Tviya, there was a special Taina on the Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva that they didn't use out these days to be Mesakin themselves. Perhaps we'll suggest another reason why Dafka before Ma'an Torah we have the Inyan of Shavanogu Kovet Zerazah. In the previous Parashim of Midbar, we have the Inyan of the Golem. Chazal bring down the Diglo La'ava that the Golem were the Valdigazach. It says that B'Shaf Ma'an Torah Dafka, B'Shaf Ma'an Torah came down, tens of thousands of Malachim, each one had, all the Malachim had a Dego, and Klai Yisrael said, we also want a Dego, we also want a Dego. We also want to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'digilu la'ava, I'm gevaldik a'ava for you, I'm going to give you a degel. Chazal being down further, that the Umar Sa'ilam came to Klai Yisrael and said to them, Shuvi Shuvi HaShalam is the Nechzabach, what do you need the golem for? We'll give you all types of other good tezachin, we'll make you kings, we'll make you dukes, we'll make you princes. We'll give you the good life, what do you need the golem for? And then if, what is the union of the golem, what does the Malachim have? So, the pshat is, each shevet had a separate dego, which was the color of their stone, their evan on the choshen effort. The pshat is that each shevet has individuality, each shevet has its own mahus, each shevet has its own avodas Hashem, each shevet has its own chelik elokam yimal, each chelik atayra, each chelik mitzvah, each one's a different one, individuality. And the color of each shevet represented its ruchnius, which was mishtal shel lamata, into that color. And that's why the degel and the evan was the same color. A malach, each malach has a separate shlichus. No malach can do the same job. Ein shtei malachim, one malach doesn't do two jobs. Each malach has its own individuality. That's why it's brought down the psalm that there's no riv and there's no modern about the malachim. There's a malachim that nothing to be jealous of each other. Each one is a separate entity. Each one is a separate mitzias of shlichus. Each one has his own job to do. And each malach has his own degel, because each malach has his own individuality, has his own tikkun, has his own chelik, has his own tafkid, and one doesn't touch the other. Klai Yisrael and Ma'an Torah said, every person has a need to be individual, every person has a need to be separate. has to be miyuchid. Nemes, the need and the want and the desire to be miyuchid is a sherish in the neshama. The nizuk of Hashem levadoi. There's a miyuchidkeit in every person. Every person has a chelak alakayim mal, which is special, which is different. And Klai Yisrael saw the malachim coming down with the flags, with the golem, each one with his own miyuchidkeit, each one expressing his own individuality. And Klai Yisrael said, Dafkem and Pera, they wanted also, each person should have his own yichud. So the Medrash says that the purpose of the golem was kadesh yu nikarim. It doesn't mean that it's a lost and found. They should go find themselves. Nikar means recognizable. Nikar means they stand out. Nikar means that you're special. Nikar means that each one for himself has a special blend, a special shade of the color. And each malach has a separate color. Each malach has a separate degel. And every yid and every shaved has a separate articulation, a separate expression of their. Came along to Umus Ha'ilu and said, you want to stand out, you want to be choshev, we'll give you a nice car, we'll give you a nice house, we'll give you a nice suit. You wear a tie that makes you look special. Klai Yisrael said, that's not what makes us special, that's not what makes us stand out, that's not real, that's exterior, that's chitzenius. It's not the real thing. We want the golem. The golem is the pnimius. The golem means that I have something special that you don't have, be'etzem. It's not totally on exterior things. I saw from Avolva, he says, something very interesting. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Chavav and the Beis, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Salsaleh Utelemi Mecca, Salsaleh Utelemi Mecca, talking about Torah. It says the Chazal didn't know what Salsaleh means. So the Amsa, the Berebi, the maidservant, saw a guy combing his hair very fancy, and he said to him, Admasa Atem Salsal Besarecha, how much are you spending time and investing and investing time in combing your hair. So they knew that Salsaleh means Hafoichbo da Hafoichbo. Salsaleh means Bimashkia in Teira va Hafoichbo Utiramimeka, and it will raise you up. Says Avolbe that the Chazal is no accident. Why was the guy combing his hair? Why was he spending so much time investing in his chitzenius and something cosmetic? Because he wanted to be special. He wanted to stand out. He wanted to make an impression. He wanted to feel he was different. He had a zahir, though. His hair went this way and his hair went that way. He was busy combing his hair. So she said to him, Admasatim is awful. You want to be Terei Memeka? You want to stand out? You want to be special? Don't express yourself through chitzenius bigger things. Don't express yourself through cosmetic things. That's exterior. That's not a real expression of your individuality. Tisalfaleh, if you'll be mindmik in Torah and you'll hafikbo and hafikbo, you'll comb through Torah to Rememekah, will make you stand out, will make you different. That will be your degel. And that's why Dafka Klaish also is the golem and not in Torah. That's the Pshat the Gemara says in Tzachim Daf Samaches, that Yesus said, that we should make a big yantav on Shavuot, they should make a big steak. Yilav ha'yeme kamayezev yikub b'shuka. Says Rashi v'nisreimamti. Rav Yosef didn't mean to say gaiva, that I was just a regular Yosef in the marketplace and now I became Rav Yosef. What he meant to say is, what makes me special? What's nisreimamti? The salsaleh tulem in Mecca. Rashi says in Shachos samachez v'nisreimamti. There's a lot of Yosef in the shuka, but what makes me stand out? Not what makes me better than somebody else. Not what makes me higher than somebody else. He didn't mean to say that I'm measuring myself relative to the street. He meant to say that in the street, nobody has any miyuchatkeit, because the miyuchatkeit is measured in exterior things. Al yaday tayr, I found my ability to express my individuality by miyuchatkeit. Kama yesev iku b'shukah, there's so many yesev in the marketplace who are all the same. And al yaday shvuas nisramamti, I found a way to be more miyuchat. That means a person has ability to be express and articulate his specialness in Torah. That's where a person finds his miyuchidkeit. That's what gives a person miyuchid. That's the only thing that gives a person miyuchid. That's why Rav Yosef said Shavuos is a private yantiv. It's not just a yantiv of Klai Yisrael. It's a private yantiv because it allows every person to v'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha, his degel, his shade, his color, his chelik avodas Hashem. Through Torah, a person can find his individuality, his pshat n'rashba, his avon n'taisus, his klarkeit n'rabbi v'eger. That's the private jumper that Rabbi Yosef made with his Ramamti, that's also levered to Rameka, not to look for exterior things to express a miyuchidkeit. That's the pshat in Taminu Rabbi Akiva. The Maral says, Ezu mechubed ha-mechabed as a brius. Mechayra should have said, Ezu ha-mechabed. Why is it mechubed? Mechubed means that a person has a sense of covet in himself. The only reason to be mechabed somebody else, the only real reason is not for any extra reason. It's because every person has something special. Every person has something miyuchid. Every person has a chelak of a karimal. Ezel muchobit. Who is himself muchobit? Who is himself in a state of kovid? Hamachabit is a brias. If a person recognizes that somebody else has something special, that's a raya that he recognizes that he himself is special. And if he doesn't recognize that somebody else is special, and if he doesn't have covet for somebody else, that means he doesn't recognize that he himself is special. He doesn't realize that he himself is mechubad. Because if he would realize, I mean, if a person thinks that the reason why he's mechubad is because somebody else gives him covet, he can't give covet to somebody else. I'm mechubad because somebody else gave me covet. Why should I give covet to somebody else? But if a person is mechubad, he's honor, his covet doesn't come from outside sources. It comes from inside. Mechubad means that be'etzem you're mechubad. That means that my understanding of my own covet comes from my own understanding of my own miyuchid, my own specialness, my own individuality. So then I can be mechabed somebody else. So the Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva on their darga were lacking the Ezem mechubad and mechabed as Abrius. They were lacking the Havana in their own miyuchid. So they were dependent on outside sources to give them a feeling of covet. That's why they would service Ayin Zeh B'Zeh. That's the pshat. They bothered them when somebody else had another pshat. They wanted to have the better pshat. If somebody's mechavet debris, then if he recognizes that each person has something special, something different, then he himself is mechubit. That means he recognizes it himself. So the Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva were the Hachana for Matan Torah. The Hachana for Matan Torah is, like Rabbi Yosef said in Pesachim Daf Samaches, a person, a Yidei Torah, got a miyuchadkeit. That's where we find our individuality. That's where we find our degel. That's where we find our Torah in Mecca. And each person has a chelik in Torah in Amkus, in Bekiev. Every person has a chelik in Torah. Every year has a chelik in Torah that nobody else has and nobody else will have. That's Mitzvah Mamti. That's the private Yomtiv or Shavuos. The Rosh Hashanah Shabench, everybody. Is a good Shalosh Yemei Akpala and a good Kibenstra. Kol Tov.
Yashikach Rabbi Yosef. Yashikach Rabbi Yosef for joining us. The response has been overwhelming. And we appreciate very much that you decided to join us. It's when we look forward to bringing more of these shiurim to you over the next couple of days until Erev Shavuos, as well as in the future. Looking forward to hearing from you tomorrow at 1:45. Tomorrow's shiurim will be given by Rav Eitan Yafin Shlita and Rav Yaakov Moshe Katz Shlita at 1:45. The dial-in number, once again, is 712-432-0075, with the code being 568-294. And the playback number is 712-432-1085, with the code being 568-294. Looking forward to hearing from you, and have a wonderful day. Kol Tov. Bye.